is a 529 college or education service plan. Is it even worth it? So in this video, we're going to talk about one, what is the 529 plan? Two, how it works. Three, is it even worth it? And four, we're going to talk about other options. If you're catching this on Black Friday, we have a 25% off sale. That's 25% off all the hardcover, paperback, and ebook out of the beloved and groundbreaking children's financial literacy book series, Wesley Learns. Head on over to the description box in the low. Head on over to the link. Put in the code BLACKFRIDAY25, and you will get 25% off of hardcovers, ebooks, and paperback books. Send it to a friend. Send it to a family. Give it to your own kids. Once you read it, share it to somebody else. Thank you, Black Friday 25. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So first thing, what is a 529 plan? A 529 plan is a college savings plan. It was federally mandated, but it's state ran, right? So for prime example, hey, I have a son, a daughter, a nephew. The first thing you want to do is you want to buy them a college plan, right? That's the first thing I did when my son was born. I said, hey, you know what? College fund. So I jumped into a 529 plan or whatnot. So it's a way for you to save money for your child education. Pretty simple and easy. Number two, how does it work? This is how it works, right? Here we go. First, you determine, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to determine the account owner. Who are you going to do it for? You have to know their name, and you're going to need their name, their social, their date of birth, the beneficiary, and you're going to say who's going to benefit from the funds. Three, you got to have a successor, just in case something happens to your child. And then you need initial contribution. So, you know, you got to be able to pay for it. You can start off with $25 a month, and it varies from every state. So we're going to look at the state of Colorado, since I'm in the beautiful state of Colorado. So how it happens is, once you have it, all the money you put into it is tax deferred. Let's say if you put $5,000 into a college fund, then if you put $5,000 into a college fund, how it works is you put the money there, you can withdraw that from your taxes. Now, when the money goes there, you get to put it into a fund. You can invest into all type of funds they have available. So here's some of the funds they have available, right? They have aggressive growth, the stock portfolio. You can see them here. They have aggressive growth. They have a stock index, growth portfolios, all this type of stuff, right? Where you can have it in international bonds, all these different funds they put it in. Me, I always recommend go with the S&P 500, the total stock investment portfolio or whatnot. So you put the money in, the money gets to grow tax-free. When a child becomes of age, 18 to 19 years old, if they use the money for education, then the money is, it gets to grow tax-free, and they get to use it tax-free or whatnot. Sounds great, right? That's how it works. Number three, we're going to look into, is it the best option out there? The only way we can do that is look at some of the pros and cons. Some of the pros are, the money gets to grow tax-free. Anyone can be the beneficiary. You get to choose the funds, right? The money you put into it is tax deductible. The money gets to grow tax free. And if you use it for college, then it's great. Now, the disadvantage is, what if you have a special needs child or daughter that may not want to use it for higher education? Maybe they don't want to go off and get a degree. Maybe they want to buy their first house. Maybe they want to start a business. Now, if you do that, then you have to pay a penalty. You have to pay the taxes on the money, and you have to pay a 10% penalty. So that's a downside. It only can be used for education. That's what one of the things I don't like about it. Another thing I don't like about it, disadvantage, the fees. So here you get to see the fees. So say if you wanted to invest in just a stock index portfolio, you have the underlying fee is 0.02. Then you have the company going to throw in a fee of 0.06. Then the manager has a fee of 0.26, coming out a total of 0.34. 0.34, 0.35. So doesn't sound like much, but I'm going to break down how that works. So you're paying 0.34 annually in fees just to track the S&P 500. Now, I'm going to give you guys something what this looks like. We're going to say here, let's say today you started investing $100 a month. I put down here $100 a month. And let's say if the index earns 70% annually for 18 years, you're going to pay $947 in fees over the 18 years. Doesn't sound like much, right? It was, oh, you know, I don't mind that. But compared to if you just bought the index on your own and something like an IRA, you're only going to pay $60. So $60 versus $947, that's like a 1,500% jump in just fees alone. Now, if you want to give that money away, you can hit me up on my PayPal. But if you don't want to give it away, that money could be invested in to grow your portfolio. So just the fees alone at a 0.35, that's something else I don't like about it, right? Now, Prince, number four, what are some other options? Roth IRA to pay for college. The thing about a Roth IRA, a 529 is just for college. A Roth IRA can be used to pay for college, and it also can be used for retirement. So how a Roth IRA works is you pay the taxes on your money, on your income. You put the money in that you already paid taxes on. Once the money is inside of there, you can buy whatever you want to buy. You can buy an index fund with only 0.02% fees. You can buy McDonald's stock. You can buy Amazon stock, Google, whatever you have, you want to invest for your child. Then when they turn 18 years old, they can use up to $10,000 of it to purchase on their first home, or they can use the money for a higher education, or they can just let the money grow. That's another option, because guess what? You don't have to worry about it gets away from the fees. Your money get to still grow tax-free. So that's another option. Me personally, I like the Roth IRA a little bit better versus a 529 because of the 529 fees and and also you have to use it for college. Say if my son or daughter didn't want to use it for college, they wanted to use it to buy their first house, they wanted to be able to use it for this or whatnot, they don't have to worry about getting penalized. Now, granted, if they keep it to their 59 and a half, then guess what? They get to pull it all out, use it whatever they want to be for tax-free. But if they want to use it before they're 59 and a half, they can use it for different types of investment strategies. So that's what we went over. One, we talked about what the 529 plan was. Two, we talked about how it worked. Three, we talked about the pros and the cons. And four, we talked about options. So hopefully that kind of helps you out. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you. The next event I will be at Barnes & Noble on South Colorado Boulevard here in Denver, Colorado, doing a book fair on Tuesday, December 10th. Now, here are three ways you can support. One, you can stop by to say hi. Two, you can stop by and say hi and purchase a book. Three, you could pre-order a book to have it autographed and signed and stop by and say hi. And number four, if you're not in the area, Prince, you know, and you want to support, you can purchase a book to be donated to a child here in the Denver and Aurora area or around the globe. So anyway, hope to see you guys there. And all the details for that are in the description box. So appreciate y'all, you guys' support.